I'm Eddie, if you don't know me. I'm also just graduated high school, which is cool. Whoa. So it's really weird. It feels like I'm like in life now, but that's all right. So today I'll be talking a little bit about my testimony and what it's been like on my journey of faith, and also why I think I've found recently in the last couple of years that to share our testimony is quite important, and everyone has their own story, and that I think each story is so valuable to hear from someone else. So I'm just going to share a bit of mine. So when I was young, in early youth group days, so I entered the youth group when we had a really little one, and we used to have it at our house. So I was about 10, and we used to watch those Darren Wilson films, so like Finger of God, Father of Lights, if you've seen those ones. And they're really good. They're really faith-inspiring, and they often show quite spectacular testimonies of healings and salvations and going on the streets and praying for people. So two things happened for me when I watched those sort of films. One, I was inspired by them. So like the next day I'd be wanting to go on the streets and get dreadlocks by like, what's his face? Todd White, that's the one. So I just want to go out, dreadlocks, just praise Jesus everywhere. And so I'd be really inspired. But another thing that happened, the second thing, was that I'd often align my story and have a look at my life and think, well, my life's been kind of boring. I haven't turned from a life of drugs or been completely healed of my body and turned to Jesus. I've kind of just grown up in the church. And so at the time, I had quite a narrow view on what it meant to be saved and what it meant to be a Christian in your story. And so I didn't really think I had a testimony to share with people. And so if I were to witness to people and they'd say, oh, so what's your what's my experience with the church? I'd just be like, well, I kind of just grew up in it and that was me. It's kind of just me always. And I hadn't had this spectacular turn moment or this part where I'd been completely healed. And so often I found that I was thinking that I didn't have a testimony that was worth hearing. But since then I've come to realize that my experiences can be powerful and can be certainly worth telling other people. So I'm just going to share a little bit about that. So I was born in 2001 into my loving family at the back there. I'm going to call you out. There they are. So both my parents were Christians, so they sent me to a Christian school. And I was really blessed to have grown up in a Christian home that taught me Christian values. And I'm forever grateful for that. My first kind of faith moment, I'd say, was in year two. I was 7 years old, I think, 7 or 8. And I remember our teacher at the time led us in a prayer while we were just sitting at our desks. And on that day, I gave my life to Jesus. Now, I've looked back on this often and thought about it. And I've often thought that maybe I was too young or I didn't really know what I was doing when I gave my life to Jesus. But I've considered it now and I realized that God was beginning a new thing in me when I was quite young. And that he's still growing it in me now. And that wasn't like a chance thing or a mistake that I'd kind of stumbled across this thing where I gave my life to Jesus, but actually God had a plan for me from that point onwards in my life. And just the fact that I was young doesn't affect that God couldn't use me at that time. My next probably faith moment, well, all throughout Pilgrim where I went to school, we'd had a series of different camps and things that were very Christian-based, but it was good. So in 2012, I've been to this church all my life. I should probably put that out there. So that's almost 18 years, which is kind of crazy. But when I was, thank you. When I was 11 in 2012, we, our youth group all thought, let's get baptized. And so we did this down at the beach, and it was really cold, and it was really waves and windy, but it was great. But I've often thought the same thing about this sort of event and wondered, was I really too young at 11 years old? Can I really comprehend what baptism means, what it means for my life from that point onwards? But as I've been considering what I'm going to share today, I've thought that then again, God inspired me as a 11-year-old, and he planted a seed back then, which is still growing today. So it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing where I thought, oh, I'll just go with the rest of the youth group and do this thing. But it's rather God saw that time in my life as a checkpoint or as a was a big moment because it was publicly declaring my faith. And the fact that I was young really doesn't tarnish that fact at all. And I've often thought that because I was young doing a new thing, I'm just some like amateur, I don't really know what I'm doing, but God can use like even the most inexperienced people. I do a couple things here. So I lead worship here often, but I've also gone out to kids' church a few times. And so the number of times that I've done that, every time I go in there, I realize that God has incredible plans for each one of the kids that are there. So I'll see some of the Woodleys, the younger ones, and just all these kids there that really inspire me to not be looked down on because I'm young. And so in 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." Yeah, so this verse struck a chord with me on many occasions because I've often entered into a new thing in my faith while I was quite young. So I gave my life to Jesus at 7. I went into in a worship band when I was 10 years old or something. I got baptized at 11. And so I'm doing all these things that I was quite young at the time. But yeah, if it says it in the Bible, it's got to be true, right? Yeah, so I've learned that my age or my seeming inexperience or what I think I'm not ready for, God can use me in miraculous ways. So my seeming inexperience is never an excuse to not pursue the plans God has for me. And I need to allow God to use me as his vessel of love to those around me. Yeah, so another point where I'd say is a checkpoint along the timeline for my faith was I was about 12 years old, I think. And we went to a night service at Southland Vineyard Church at the time. And so that was the first time I'd ever been there. And we met Ken Fish that night. So some of you will know who that is. And I still have written down in a notebook somewhere at home the prophetic word that he gave me. So he said that he saw a visual image of me being covered in music notes or like a shower or a waterfall of music notes. And so at the time I was like, I'd learned guitar for a bit, but I'm like, really? Is that really for me? And his friend Al was there as well. So he gave me a word that he saw a golden music note in my mouth. It was a bit strange for me at the time. But at the time, I was very intrigued by these words of knowledge, but I was slightly hesitant in pursuing them because I felt a bit of a pressure, to be honest, because I'd had a word about what my future might look like. And I'm like, well, am I actually going to go that way? Is God going to take me that way? Do I have to do something else? Is it going to be something I'm not comfortable with or something I don't like? But fast forward to now, and I'm doing what I love here at Marion, and I'm worship leading, and I'm singing, and I'm a guitar player. And when I got this word, I'd never sung in front of anyone. So that was a weird thing to have it in my mouth, because he said that was a singing thing. I'm like, I don't know, is that me? But seriously, like, how many years? 6 years on, and the word I received as a young kid gave me insight into what my life is going to look like now and the years to come. So God's goodness has followed me, and it's been quite amazing. There is a verse in Jeremiah that talks about the goodness of God's plans for my life. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." So now I realize that my story is a testament of blessing. So some people might have a testimony where they were in a really dark spot and God came and reached them and pulled them out. But mine has really been a testament to God's goodness in my life. And every step of the way he's been there. It hasn't always been easy. It hasn't always been plain sailing. But my story can be a portrait of God's goodness and prosperity in my life. And that can be a real blessing if I share that with other people. He has been with me and guided for me for as long as I can remember. And that's not an experience that everyone gets to have in their life, to have God as a constant character through their life. I've been blessed to be born here in Australia, into my family, into my wider church family, and I thank God for that. And the fact that I'm here today sharing with you freely is a blessing in itself. So instead of me looking at my story as a boring, bland, and uninteresting testimony, of just some kid that grew up in church. I can now look at my story as a testament to God's goodness in my life and the blessing that others can experience if they turn to God too. Thank you.